His wings? 14 yojanas. 14 yojanas, and one yojana is 8 miles. So big were the wings of Sampati, a bird. And that bird told to whom? To 4 leaders of the monkey army. Okay, these 4 leaders were told by Sampati, where is Sita? Now, where is Sita?
Lanka.
He is in Lanka. How far it is from the where they are standing?
100
Yes. So now, who will fly through all this?
Hanuman.
Yeah. But before that, now they had to decide. No, there were 30,000 monkeys. See, I told you, 80,000 monkeys went to the north to search Sita. And to the east and west, 10,000 monkeys went. Not 10,000 monkeys. And in the south, 30,000 monkeys went to search Sita. So now, in these 30,000 monkeys, now they all were deciding, now who will jump the ocean? So one monkey said, I can jump for 10 yojanas and come back. One said, well, I can go for 20, I can go for 30. Some said, I can go for 100. And then Angada said that I can jump 100 yojanas. She said, I am not sure whether I can come back. So then Jambavan said, no, you are the crown prince, so you should not go. So then everyone looked at Hanumanji. And Hanumanji was so humble. Actually, he was the only one who would accomplish the task. But still, he was so humble. He was sitting. If you and I were there, Rashodhya says, I can go. But Hanumanji was very humble. He was sitting in one corner. And Jambavan said, Hanumanji, you can go. Then Hanumanji, actually, if you remember the story, do you remember?
Yes.
He had lost his powers. Yeah, very good. He had lost his powers. So Jambavan, he told all his pastimes and reminded Hanuman of his powers. So when he got his powers, you know what happened? Hanuman started growing. He started growing so huge. I mean, very tall. He can grow for any extent he wants. He can shrink to any extent he wants. Hanuman had the powers. And by the name of by the power of the holy name, he'll say Jai Shri Ram and he'll just go up. And he'll say Jai Shri Ram and he'll come down. Anything he can do. So Hanuman got this powers. Now Hanuman has to jump over the ocean. He took the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, of all the monkey soldiers. He took the blessings. And then Hanumanji, he went to the Mahendra mountain. And the Mahendra mountain, the moment Hanumanji was standing there and he was about to perform, do this huge leap. At that time, the full mountain, it got, he roared, Hanumanji roared. And at that time, all the full mountain, it got suppressed down. And all the animals and the trees got uprooted. And what happened? They also started flying with Hanuman. And Hanumanji started flying now. He took the name of Lord Ram and he started flying. And the moment he started flying, the deity of water, Varun Dev, he said that I am indebted to the Ikshvaku dynasty. Who belongs to the Ikshvaku dynasty? Who belongs to Ikshvaku dynasty?
Ram.
Lord Ram. We are speaking about Ram, no? Lord Ram belongs to the Ikshvaku dynasty. And there was a king in the Ikshvaku dynasty who had helped Varun Devata. That is why Varuna said that I am indebted to this. And this Hanuman, he is going on the service of Lord Ram. So I have to help him. That is why he went to a mountain called Menaka. And in those days, in that Yuga, in Treta Yuga, the mountains had wings. They used to fly. The mountains used to fly. And it so happened at one time, the mountains became very puffed up. Because they could fly, they became very proud. So once Indra, he came and cut off all the wings. But Vayudev, he protected this Menaka mountain from his wings being cut by Indra. That is why Menaka said, yes, even I have to support Hanumanji. Because Hanuman's father Vayu had protected me from Indra. That is why Menaka said, yes, I will go. And basically, they wanted to give a resting place for Hanumanji. Because Hanumanji is going on such a great task. He should get some rest. That is why they told Menaka, and Menaka mountain with its gold peaks, a golden mountain, it just started rising on the ocean. he started rising and the peaks reached to the top. And Hanumanji, while he was flying, this mountain came. And the deity personification of this mountain. In the spiritual world, everything has life. Okay? It's not a stone. It's not a mountain. It's not a mere mountain. But there is a personification of the deity. So that deity, he went in front of Hanumanji. He folded his hand and said, "Please, I want to serve you. You are serving the Lord Ram. Please take rest on me." And you know what Hanumanji said? Just listen carefully to these words. These words have come in Valmiki Ramayana. Hanumanji said that, "I am like an arrow shot from the bow of Lord Ram. It will not stop anywhere, only at its destination." What a powerful statement, no? I'll just repeat. I am like an arrow. Here see, he is giving importance to the bow. Because bow is Lord Rama's bow. He is saying, "I am like an arrow that is shot from Lord Rama's bow. It will stop only at its destination. No rest in between." This was his determination for serving Lord Ram. No rest. No rest at all. That is how he wanted to serve Lord Ram. But because Menaka mountain came with so much humility and she wanted to serve him. That is why Hanumanji said, "Okay, I'll just touch you." So he touched the mountain so that she feels happy. So he touched the mountain and again he started flying. While he was flying, the demigods thought, "We'll do some fun with Hanumanji." So all the demigods, they went to the mother of Nagas. The mother of Nagas. And they requested her that you take a form of a Rakshasi. A very powerful demoness. And you test Hanumanji. So that is why her name was Surasa. She took a form of a huge demoness. Rakshasi. And she went and she opened her mouth like this. In front of Hanumanji. And Hanumanji was flying from there. And she said, "Hey, very good. I was very hungry. And now you are ready to. And I like the flesh of the monkeys. So it's very nice you are coming there. You are coming directly into my mouth." So then Surasa, Hanumanji said, "Oh, and what? Not only that," Surasa said, "Brahma has benedicted me that no one can cross the ocean without entering my mouth." That is what she told to Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, yes, I respect Brahmaji's benediction. What I will do is, I am in an important mission for Lord Ram. I'll do one thing. I'll go and find Sita, then I'll come into your mouth. So then Surasa said, "No way. You cannot cross this without crossing my mouth." So then Hanumanji said, "Okay." So then he started expanding. Hanumanji started expanding. He became 10 yojanas. So then Surasa's mouth, it opened to 20 yojanas. Then Hanumanji became 30 yojanas. Then Surasa's mouth became 40 yojanas. Then he became 50 yojanas. Then she grew like this. They both were growing each other. Finally, Hanumanji grew 90 yojanas. And Surasa's mouth, it opened to 100 yojanas. 100 yojanas. And Hanumanji could see nothing but the mouth of Surasa. And what it's immediately Hanumanji used his brilliant intellect. He became very small and he went into her mouth. He walked through her throat. He went to her stomach. Then he came out. He came out and he flied out of the mouth. He said, "See, I've gone to your mouth and came. I respected the benediction of Brahmaji." So then Surasa said, "Oh, you are a very intelligent monkey. That is why I give you." And he said, "You please bless me to find Sita." Surasa said that, "Yes, you are a very good intelligent monkey. That is why I bless you that you go and you will be successful in your mission." Shri Hanuman ji ki
jai.
Okay, now Hanuman started flying from this part of the ocean. He was flying and then after some time he couldn't fly. It was he couldn't move. I mean, he is trying to move, he was not able to move. At that time another demon is called Simhika. You know what she did? Even the shadow of Hanuman was so huge. Because what she did is, she caught hold of the shadow and it was her job. Catching the shadow, she can stop a person from moving. So Simhi caught hold of that shadow and Hanumanji could not move. And so what did Hanumanji do? And she said the same thing. that you cannot go without I have to eat you. So then Hanumanji, he just went into her mouth, and what did he do? He walked to her throat and he ripped off her chest. He went inside, he ripped off her heart, he ripped off her chest. He he did all this, and she started screaming very loudly. She couldn't bear the pain. And then Hanuman finally killed her, and he started flying out, and she fell down dead. Hanuman ji ki
jai.
So this is how he destroyed Simhika. And then finally Hanuman ji started flying. He reached Lanka, and over there the personification of Lanka, there was a deity, presiding deity. She was Lankini, another demoness. And Hanuman ji was like very small size. He was just flying over there. So then she said, "Hey, how can you enter Lanka? Who are you?" So then he said, "Who are you?" So then she said, "I am the presiding deity of Lanka. I am Lankini. You cannot cross, you cannot go inside Lanka without." He said, "I just want to take some fruits." So then she said, "I'll give you some fruits. Why you have to go inside Lanka for that?" Then he said, "No, I have to go." Then she said, "If you have to go to Lanka, you have to fight with me." So then immediately Hanumanji, he gave her a slap. He gave one slap to Lankini, and Lankini was she was defeated. She didn't die, she was defeated. Basically, Hanumanji, it is told in Valmiki Ramayana that Hanumanji, because she was a woman, he didn't want her to use all his powers. So that is why he didn't use all his powers by slapping her. He just slapped her. But she said, today the prophecy came true. What was the prophecy? That Brahmaji had said that when a day will come, a monkey will slap you and go inside Lanka. That day, the day of, will start for the destruction of Ravana's dynasty. The whole dynasty of Ravana will be destroyed. So she was very happy with that prophecy, and that it will come true because that monkey has come. And then she stopped. Now Hanumanji, he started going inside the inside Lanka, and Lanka was such a beautiful city. He saw palaces of gold, he saw palaces of silver, he saw such beautiful decorations, everything. And Hanumanji was going, and over there finally he saw a very beautiful building, 10-story building, and then he came to know that this must be the palace of Ravana. So then Hanumanji, he started going into every bedroom of Ravana. And it is said that Ravana had 12,000 wives. Okay. So Ravana, this Hanumanji, it was midnight. It was midnight, and all had drunk. All were drunk, and very bad smell was coming, because they all were demons. So then what can you expect from them? So Hanumanji, he went inside the palace of Ravana, and he started going to every room, and in every room there were women. And now Hanumanji was a brahmachari. He was feeling so bad because those ladies, they were not dressed properly, and they all were sleeping, they all were drunk. He had to go, and he had to go through all those things. But because he was on the service for Lord Ram, he did not see all these things. He said, "I have to serve my Lord." So he started going through each and every room, seeing, is Sita anywhere, is Sita anywhere. And he reached through different rooms, but he couldn't find her. Then finally, he came to a place, a beautiful bed. It was made out of corals and diamonds. And a huge bed. And in that bed, there were, it was covered with all silken cloth. And it had a white umbrella. That showed that that bed belongs to the king. And that was the bed of Ravana. And Ravana was sleeping. So Hanumanji, he went and he saw Ravana, and he thought, and actually Ravana was very beautiful. Actually Ravana is very beautiful. If anyone sees, because if anyone like Sugriva or Hanuman, anyone, they see Ravana, they say, he's such a beautiful person, how can he be a demon? Hanumanji thought, if at all he was a devotee, how nice it would have been. So Hanumanji, he wanted to fight with Ravana at that time itself. But then he said, it will not be nice if I wake him up now. And then what did he do? And Ravana was snoring. That shows ignorance. While sleeping, when people snore, it shows their ignorance. So then Hanumanji, he was seeing nearby Ravana, if anyone is there. And he saw a very beautiful lady. She was extremely beautiful. So Hanumanji thought, it is said in another this thing, he thought, oh, it is Sita, and he started jumping up and down. He started jumping on the pillars. Oh, I found Sita, I found Sita. Then he started jumping. Then he realized, but Sita is so chaste. How can she be wearing silken clothes? And how can she be sleeping with Ravana? It is impossible. And then he came to know that it was the wife of one of the important wives of Ravana. She was Mandodari. It was Mandodari. She was extremely beautiful. So then Hanumanji searched everywhere, and then he was very sad in his heart. He thought, what is this? I am not able to find Sita. And he thought of Angada. I told Angada that you should not give up your life because you are not able to find Sita. But now see, I am in a situation where I have not found Sita still. So then Hanumanji thought, what should I do now? I came all over the ocean. What will I go and tell to Sugriva? How can I show my face to Ramchandra? Ramchandra must be waiting for the news. Because when Lord Rama, he sent Hanuman, he told to Hanuman that you are the only person who can find Sita. And not only that, Ramchandra gave him a ring from his finger to give it to Sita Devi. And not only that, he gave him a message also. Now what will I do with all those things? Hanuman was thinking all these things, and he came out of the palace. And he was walking out of the palace towards the ocean. He was totally sad that I am not able to find Sita. And then while going, he saw a very beautiful garden. A very beautiful garden. And that garden was Ashoka one. And that was filled with Ashoka trees. This reminded Hanuman of Panchavati. Panchavati was the place where Sita was kidnapped. And there they were Ashoka trees. And to those Ashoka trees, Shri Ram, you know, he went to each and every Ashoka tree and he was saying, did you see Sita? Did you see Sita? So this all Hanumanji remembered. And Hanumanji, he thought that this must be the forest where I can find Sita Devi. So he went inside the forest and he went to a top, one of the tallest Ashoka trees, and he went and sat down on the tallest Ashoka tree. And what did he see below that tree? He found Sita Devi. She was sitting there, and she was sitting with some demonesses there. And then one of the demonesses was very kind. She was Trijata. She was the daughter of Vibhishana. And she was pacifying Sita Devi. She used to tell that how nice dream she used to see of Ravana being destroyed and Rama coming and taking Sita. This all she was telling to Sita Devi. And in the meantime, Ravana came there. Hanumanji was looking all this. Ravana came there and he told to Sita that you become my wife. And then if you don't become my wife, I will eat your flesh. I will kill you. I will eat your flesh and I will drink your blood. That is what he told to Sita Devi. And he told all those demonesses, please make her agree for she becoming my wife. So this is how he told to Sita Devi. And then he told all the demonesses to take care of her. And Ravana went from there. At that time, this Hanumanji, he jumped from the tree in front of Sita Devi. Sita Devi thought, who is this? Did Ravana come in the form of a monkey now? So then Hanumanji came and told to Sita Devi that I have a message from Lord Ram. So then she said that she was not ready to believe, because she thought this must be Ravana's another form. So then she told that, don't think just by changing forms you will be able to pacify me. So then Hanumanji, he started saying all the pastimes. So how, you know, Lord Rama got married and how she was kidnapped and all those things. And then immediately, and not only that, he gave her her ring. So then now Hanumanji was confirmed. I mean, Sita Devi was confirmed that this is a messenger of Lord Rama. Now what happens next, we will see tomorrow. Hare Krishna. श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की
जय
श्री हनुमान जी की
जय
श्री सीता देवी की
जय
श्रीला प्रभुपाद की
जय